I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
Hussein, everyone!
Quickly become
magic.
One of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? Shakir Hussein here. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm excited because right now I'm here with one of my really good friends and one of the Wealth Academy success speakers. So we have speakers from all over the world, and one of my leading speakers is Chris Warren. Chris has been with me for the last 3-4 years. We've just been out there helping lots of entrepreneurs get started when they come to our events. And today I thought I'd take you behind the scenes and I'll give you a little bit of a pep talk, or, you know, a better word is closing strategies. How do you get people to pull out the credit card, go to the back of the room, buy your products and services, enroll in your programs? So right now it's about 9 p.m. whilst we're shooting this. Tomorrow is the business show. And the business show that happens in the UK, we do this twice a year, every single year. We've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years. And the biggest thing I'm going to tell you is, because here's how the business show usually works, right? It's usually when you're speaking for 60 to 90 minutes. This one is in, out, 30 to 45 minutes, 60 minutes at most per session. Our sessions are going to last for, it says 1 hour. But what we're going to do is we're going to compress it to 50 minutes so we can get an extra session in. So we're going to start 10-2. We're going to get them early in. We have about 5 or 6 ladies handing out leaflets, getting people in. There's going to be about 25,000 people walking in and out. Our goal is to capture 200 paying customers. 200 paying customers. So the first day we want 100. Second day we want 100. Then we break it down. If you're going to be speaking for 8 hours, you need to be getting about 10 to 12 customers every single 8 to 10 hours. The biggest thing is, it becomes who's got the cheapest offer, who stands out the most. So I usually wear a red suit, or I do, you know, I'm very animated with my hands when I'm talking, but it gets people's attention. You have to look smart, just because everyone's looking smart, so you can't just be, you know, it's just one of those things. So a lot of the customer, let's just start with the target customers. Who are they coming? There's two types. One is, there's the extreme newbie. They have absolutely no idea what they're walking into. Okay, and then boom, they come in and it's just pure overwhelm. It's pure headache for you to sell, because you're selling internet marketing. The next guy is selling Forex. You're telling people to build a Facebook page and drive traffic and blah, blah, blah. The next guy is saying, you don't need to even think, just follow my trades and make money. The next guy is saying, hey, I made 50 million pounds, but you can buy my product for 1 pound. The next guy is saying, the secret to all of life's success is become a public speaker. The next guy is saying, screw all of that, you need to join Yale, you know, Yellow Pages. And they have the biggest banner, and then you have the people that are just handing out free sweets and chocolates, and people are coming to your booth not to even talk to you. They just want the chocolates. They like your pens, so they're going to take 5 pens. It is absolutely chaotic like that, and you have to be prepared for it, because you got to think of what you can do. One, you can help a lot of these people change their lives because you can guide them. The second group of people are usually, and which I found really amazing, ex-corporates. These are people that have been in corporate for 20, 30 years, or business owners for 20, 30 years, and they are just ready to rock. Like, they've got money behind them. They're just looking around. They want to start a business. They have no idea what they're doing, but they're open-minded. These are also people that are willing to spend the big bucks. I've had people that have seen me at a business show. Take this right. I'm in the car, by the way. I'll just take the next right. I'm in the car guiding Chris. Chris, where do you travel from, by the way?
Manchester.
So how many hours?
4.5 hours.
Four and a half hours. And he's been looking forward to a good Mix Grill, and that's what we're going to go and have at one of my favorite restaurants in London called FS. Just really high quality chicken, high quality food that they serve. Take this right, and then you're going to go to the end of the road. And so, where was I? So that second customer is the corporate, the third customer is a business owner. I want to just tease and pre-sell what's on your mind, Chris, which is this. I've had people come from that event within 3 days, within 5 days of seeing me, have gone on to invest tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars. Okay, and some of those clients have gone on to become six-figure clients of mine. So I have a really high-end program called Pink Diamond. By the way, I'm not selling this. It's not open. I'm not taking any clients on right now. Maybe down the line. But it's a six-figure investment. And I've had clients come from the show and come and join my highest level coaching programs. So I can assure you it's one of the absolute best ways to help clients and for our business and our company to make money. So this left and then the first right. So next thing, the offer we are going to finalize today. Essentially, we're selling a 3-day ticket offer. The price point, I'm still deciding. Okay, it's going to be, we're going to have three price points. We're going to have Diamond, which is £1,000 plus VAT. And they get to meet me. They have dinner with me. They have a home study course called Get Money Live. That's right. And it's limited to 10 people. Okay, by the way, just so you know, Chris, I've already got three people that I have already paid full. So we're going to take on about seven more clients. And then what we're going to do, so that's one. The second offer is going to be £197 or £297, which is going to be VIP. What do you get for VIP? You get a dinner with me, but you also get digital access to one of our courses. And then the absolute lowest is going to be either £47 or £97. Now, by the way, for those of you guys who are listening to this on the podcast, 99.999% of the time, you ain't never going to come to one of my live events hosted by Wealth Academy for £47. Let's get that out of the way. However, what happens in the business show, it becomes a fierce, almost dirty competition. Who's got the cheapest price? You are going to see, it's like just everyone just giving. It's just, I can't even put together a disgusting term. But everyone's selling literally the whole body part. Like, you know what I mean? With clothes, without clothes, the whole thing. And it's like, oh my gosh. You think you're going to charge £97 and the guy next to you is charging £19 for his event. How about this? Guys, you don't need to buy nothing. Just come for free to my next event. And it's just like so crazy, crazy competition driven. So one of the things what we do is we address that. Hey guys, we're not like everyone else. Some people are going to offer you free stuff. Some people are going to offer you £20 stuff. Our stuff is £100. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. Okay, simple as that. You want to pull over on this left and park over there. Just, you should be able to park it anywhere on. Maybe, there you go, park it over there. All right, so excuse this part that we're talking in the podcast. Chris, you have any questions for me?
How many people are going to be there? Let's get it on.
Well, we're expecting at least on the bare minimum to have anywhere from 600 to 1,000 people show up.
Okay.
And we're expecting at least 20% conversion. The biggest thing I will tell you is do not judge the people what they look like, because some of the people that I've seen come through this event, they came maybe on the day off, they came maybe when they're hanging out with their family or just whatever, and they look like the most normal people, not business, not guys. Like if I was to talk about the two ladies that came in, spent tens of thousands of pounds with us, the last two ladies, there's a handful, but I'll just tell you two, they just look like your next door neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But if you judge them, guess what would have happened? Yeah. You would have lost the sale. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this right now. The guy never doesn't work for me. He used to be one of my speakers, okay? One of the ladies came to my event. She liked what I said on stage. She went to the back of the room and asked the other speaker. The other speaker looked at her and brushed her off. She went to my other staff member and she said, "Excuse me, I'm interested in the 40,000 package, but that guy very rudely turned me away. Mm-hmm. What does he think? Who does he think I am? Does he think I don't have any money?" Rest assured, that guy never came to my event. Okay, he was immediately let go from the team. And it's very easy. We judge people, right? It's very easy just to look at every single person as, one, we can help them. Two, they can become one of our next great success stories and make 6 and 7 and 8 figures and change their lives. And in the process, you know, we get to talk about another success story that we really appreciate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, you are going to have a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. Now, don't freak out, because it's called Digital Marketing Kickstarter. Wow. And they're going to look at you and say, "Huh? When is this guy going to talk about Instagram? I want to get on Instagram." So those are some of the key points. Other thing is, let's just have a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. We've got 5-6 girls coming out, handing out leaflets. We've got my amazing team of back and support. So it's going to be an absolute blast. And we're ready. Again, you got to focus on the offer. It needs to be very irresistible. You need to focus on meeting them where they're at and just treat every single person as a complete newbie, because 99.99% of them are absolute newbies, and we're gonna go rock it. So that's okay. Anyway, that was an inside conversation of how I basically prep. Hopefully I've motivated you and got you sweetened up for tomorrow. Hope you enjoy this podcast. I'll speak to you guys tomorrow. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.